You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. Due to temporary closure of in-station activity at KBOO, meetings will be conducted online via public video conferencing unless otherwise noted. A public link and phone number to attend the meetings are available at our website. The Personnel Committee meets on the second Monday of the month at 6 p.m. Please visit our website at kboo.fm to verify if a meeting is being held.
Welcome to An Islamic Point of View, a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland and this station. Today we're bringing you a full hour program featuring our very own Imam Muhammad Najib with a lecture he gave just last month entitled Islam is the Path of the Heart. Stay tuned till the end of today's episode for a special message from Imam Najib regarding Ramadan, which will begin this week, inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa numinu bihi wa natawakkalahu alayhi. Na'udhu billahi min shuhuri anfusana min sayyati amalina. Min yadillahu fala wadillallahu wa majulillahu fala hadiyallahu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amabad. We begin in the most precious and holy name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. We praise him. We seek his help. We ask for his forgiveness. We believe in him and we put our trust, our tawakkul. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide them. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, none can guide them. We are eternally grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that noble and generous messenger that he raised up a little over 14 centuries ago and granted the greatest divine light of manifestation to ever come into existence at any time, this glorious Quran al-Kareem. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he bestow his peace and his blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon the companions, upon the righteous, all of them. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jumma Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with another Jummah. Such a beautiful blessing it is for we, the Muslims, and for humanity, if they only understood the importance and the significance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, sometimes when we look at certain situations or we're evaluating things, and we think something is good or is beneficial for us, and we say, oh, I have really achieved something great. As I was reading about achieving greatness and how it's referenced in the Quran al-Kareem, it speaks of a supreme felicity. Huh? And it says, those who gain paradise or Jannah, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has written out in the Quran, it is entitled the supreme felicity. Huh? Out of all that we do, and we know that we are successful in this life, huh? And that we know that there is a life after this life. We know that there, of the three worlds, the world of the soul, the world of the dunya, and the world of the akhirah. Huh? And we know that this is a transitory time for us, so we don't put a tremendous amount of effort. We strive to balance out our life in that. But achieving something is great. And you know, many of us, we've been in sports, we've been in business, we've all had our ups and downs, and we've experienced success to some degree. And we might have think, oh, what a blessing, what have I achieved? You have achieved something, and do not discount that achievement as something that's not worthwhile. However, what Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought to humanity, what he has brought to humanity is something that if we carry it into practice, it will bring us, we have an opportunity at the supreme felicity, and that is Jannah, Al-Firdaus, or Jannah, paradise. Praise be to Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Huh? So this is something that we strive for in our life, in our example. Muslims, praise be to Allah, it's a benefit and a blessing to be a Muslim. I don't discount it at all. And I don't discount being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Huh? I always say, oh Allah, I'm grateful for the small things that you give me. Huh? And that we continually look at the grateful blessings that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given to us. Huh? Even in a time of trouble. It's Tuesday passes by. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the life of the Muslim is amazing. It's amazing because when we're in a fitna or a trial or a tribulation or a hardship, he smiles or she smiles or they smile. And they say, Alhamdulillah. How is it going, sister? Alhamdulillah. How's it going, brother? Alhamdulillah. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Huh? We always keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forefront because we know that when we think of the spiritual poverty or being without, we know that we can't exist without Allah Azza wa Jalla 1 second of the day. We would want to have that remembrance of Allah, our Creator, on our hearts and on our minds constantly, because this is our salvation and that which Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given to us in his noble sunnah, his prophetic sunnah. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. I have a short talk today. Islam is the path of the heart. Huh? Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a profound statement. He said that there is a piece of meat in the body. Huh? If it is good, the whole body is good. And if it is bad, the whole body is bad. Prophet also says statement that if it's good, it's good, and if it's bad, it's bad. And what is it? The heart. The heart. Huh? We may not think of the heart. We have one heart, huh? We have one heart. But we may not think of it from that perspective. Huh? We might think of it, well, it's just something that will come to us, or it's a benefit to us. But where is it seated? Where do we find this benefit, this energy, this source that we find? It's in the heart. If you don't come to the heart of the matter, then things don't really usually work out for you, or we don't really make the mark that we are trying to make. This statement, it baffled many of us. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this piece of meat in us, if it's good, it's good, and if it's bad, it's bad, the heart. Yeah? Because it baffled us because he said, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah does not look at our outer appearance, nor does he even look at our actions. He only looks at our heart. our hearts. So this is so important for us, the seat of intention. Our intentions are there. Huh? There are things that we say and may do that I might be able to fool you, but I certainly can't fool Allah, Azza wa Jalla, because Allah knows. Praise be to Allah. So one gets a superficial reading of these two hadiths until one sees the treatment of the heart in the Quran. Then we begin to understand the entire message of Al-Islam revolves around the heart. The message of Islam, the Quran, it revolves around the heart. Praise be to Allah. According to the Quran, the heart has a hierarchy going from the most exterior to the most interior, from the out toward inward, and the most elevated in the spiritual hierarchy. These degrees are three, each reaffirming to a degree of the heart, all from the Quran, the Sadur, the Qalb, and the Al-Fu'ad. As-Sudur, As-Sudur, the plural of Sudur, is the exterior of the most external aspect of the heart, usually translates as the breast. It is the seat of the emotions, fear, envy, hatred, ignorance, and plotting. Huh? These are things that we have to look at. In Surah Ali Imran, which is the third surah in the Quran, 154th ayat, it says that Allah might try what is in your breasts and render pure all that is in your hearts. And Allah knows what is hidden. Huh? We can't hide anything from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And, you know, it speaks of in the Quran that even if it was a mustard seed hidden into the bowels of the earth, or it would be brought forth. What does this mean, too, in terms of how would you process this, or say how would you process or say this relates to something that's going on today? Hmm? We live in a time, brothers and sisters, of the manifestation of all defect. That which was hidden is not hidden anymore. It comes forth to light. And we can only keep something hid so long we think we're hiding it. And this is why it is so important and beautiful in the life of Muslims that many times we know that as we make mistakes, and we're all going to make mistakes, and we're all going to sin, huh? And we seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jalla from that, and guidance. And sometimes, even in wanting to exemplify or say, I saw this brother or I saw this sister do such and such and such, we should be very careful. Very careful. Because one day, we would want Allah Azza wa Jalla to shield us from some of the things that we have done. Huh? One time, a brother came running to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, oh, I saw this brother and sister, they was committing zina. Rasulullah's comment to him was said, why didn't you get a blanket and cover them up? Cover that up. But don't run so fast to want to say it about someone, because one day you're going to come before Allah Azza wa Jalla and you're going to want something for him to cover up from us. So don't be so in a hurry to want to say something that it can be of a negative aspect, or something that we found out about someone, because we all make mistakes and we all can commit sin. And there's not one of us, huh? Not one of us, huh? That's guaranteed paradise. Only Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and those, I believe there were 10 that were granted paradise, huh? And even Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, knowing that he was granted paradise, he would stand and pray till his feet would swell up. I think of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sometimes, I say, oh, Allah Azza wa Jalla, what a messenger, huh? What a messenger. He'd pray half the night till his feet swell up. Right, Aisha radiallahu anha say, oh, Rasul, why you pray? Huh? Why you pray so much? He say, you've been granted the forgiveness of your past and present sins. You've been granted paradise. Why? He say, shouldn't I be grateful? That right there alone, grateful. Many are not grateful. Huh? Many are not grateful. We're arrogant. Some are arrogant and proud. Proud and presumptuousness. Look what happened to Shaitan. He's proud too when Allah is jealous. Say, you bow to my creation. I know best. He said, no, I won't. He said, I'll get you away from me, but I'll give you a time. I'll give you a time. And then in the final analysis, I'll fill hell with you and all that follow you. He said, I'm better than you. No, we're not better than any of us. We all dust. Allah is the one who created us from dust. So is my dust better than your dust? No, we're all abd. None of us, not one of us. And yes, we have positions in this life. Presidents, kings, queens, boop, ambassadors, of respect, yes. But we're all abd before Allah is the one. He created us as an abd, a servant. To the beneficent. I create neither man nor jinn, but to serve and worship me. We pray Allah that he bless us in our efforts, in our manner to please him and to be of good benefit and use in our life and an example that others may come behind and see. And some of the efforts that we do, we should not put so much emphasis on what we've accomplished, but how it's happened. And were we all involved in it happening? And the benefit and blessing that it can bring to others. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. In Surah Al-Nas, which is the 114th surah of the Quran, it says, Al-Ladina yu waswisu fi sudurin nas. Fi sudurin nas. From the evil of the sneaking whisperer, who whispers in the hearts of the people. Allah knows, Allah knows, this surah in the Quran, we recite it. And Surah Al-Nas, very, very important surah, but surah that we recite many times in our prayers. But we're striving to gain the understanding of the whisper, the one who whispers to us, to keep that evil away from us, keep that evil from penetrating and going into our hearts. Because why? Once it begins to penetrate and go into your hearts, it revolves around how we act and what we do. What it said earlier, evil, fear, hatred, ignorance, and plotting all come from the heart. And some of the things that we see today, like I say, we see the manifestation of all defect. And we see that the true intention of those who may have put another face on something or projected themselves in a manner or a way to where some say now, say, wow, I didn't believe that. Why? Because why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, you can only hide so long. You won't hide everything and it will be revealed, even if it was a mustard seed in the bowels of the earth, it'll come forth one day. That's telling us that whatever we have, we can't hide it from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we can't hide it in our superficiality and try to persuade individuals or people or governments or countries or whatever of our intentions, because fine, one day it will come forth and they will say, oh, I really see your true face now, and it's not one that I appreciate or like. And I will Musa and Al-Kidda came to the parting of the road, and Al-Kidda said, I have to go on now. You have to go your way, Musa. It was a beautiful, beautiful story in the Quran, how the parting of the way. Al-Kidda was had that knowledge, and Musa was seeking that kind of knowledge. But sometimes you have to part company. You have to go your way, and you have to go. We have to part company. You go your way and I go my way. We said, Lakum dinakum wa liya din. To you is your way and to me is mine. I'm striving to be a Muslim. I'm striving to uphold the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Maybe you choose something else. You have that right. Allah Azza wa Jalla give it to us. Choice. The greatest power, ability that any one of us have is our ability to choose. Many of us don't respect the ability to choose. I respect the ability to choose, maybe not your choice all the time, but your ability to choose, I should respect that. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla give it to us. Praise be to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Al-Qalb, Qalb, usually translates as the heart. Al-Qalb refers to the subtle center of the being which the spiritual experience of Islam and the Quran aims to awaken. The plural is Qulub, Qulub, the heart. We speak of it in that term, Al-Qalb. The origin of understanding, the origin of understanding. Isa alayhi salam, Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus as they call him. We know him as Isa ibn Maryam. He said that, get wisdom, get knowledge, but most of all, what? Get an understanding. Many times we don't have an understanding, an understanding. Many times we don't listen. My dad, he was a school teacher, and he used to tell me all the time, he said, son, become a good listener. He said, if you become a good listener, you'll find out everything you need to know. I always strive to do that. I know sometimes I have to, I get the khutbahs and this, that, but I believe that some of you could probably do just as good as I could or better. And I would love to sit, I will sit down and listen to you because I certainly don't know everything. And this is how we learn. We learn from each other. We gain the benefit and the blessing of having brothers and sisters, man, that are knowledgeable. And that we share that knowledge with each other because it's a benefit. And we use it for the masses, for us to grow and to understand. And mainly in the understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is our salvation. This is what we uphold. This is what we're about. The origin of understanding. Understand is usually associated with the mind. And we know that everything operates on the orders and dictates of the mind. Yes. Not so, says Allah. When Allah talks about understanding, he speaks of the heart as the seat of intelligence. The heart. The heart is the seat of intelligence and understanding. In the Quran, in Al-Araf, the Hadith, which is the seventh surah in the Quran, 179th ayah. And surely we He destined to hell many of the jinn and the people. They have hearts, but they don't understand with them. They have hearts, but they don't understand with them. And Allah will just say, I have assigned the jinn and men to Jahannam, hell. Because why? They don't understand. They don't understand. We understand with this heart that we think with this heart. They have eyes, but they don't see with them. They have ears, but they don't hear with them. They are like livestock cattle, except that they are further astray, they are heedless. In Surah Al-Baqarah, it speaks of sumyum umyum bukyum, blind, deaf, and dumb. Blind, deaf, and dumb. Not you have physical eyes, yes, we see, but are we seeing with the heart? Are we actually seeing? Are we hearing? Are we understanding with the heart? This is why when we think of what Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla, revealed on his heart, the Quran on his heart. Think about that, on his heart. And look at the benefit and blessing of it today. When they asked Prophet Muhammad about the Quran and its potential and what it would do and what it was about, the Sahaba asked, Lord, Rasulullah, say the Quran. What? You have this Quran. He said, Allah said, it will bring the entire humanity to perfection. This is what it's designed to do, to perfect us. And certainly we know that perfection is something we just don't gain. You don't gain perfection overnight. This is something you would work towards. It's a goal that we continuously go for. It's like the Sirat al-Mustaqim. It's a path. It's a struggle. It's not something easy. If it was easy, we all would just, you have to put effort into Islam. Islam is not static. We can't stand around and sit around. We have to work as well as pray. It's not that easy, but it's beautiful. When we think of the balance of the life that we have, You know, yes, the trials and the tribulation, the ups and downs, yes, that comes with it. That's part of life. If it was easy, we wouldn't appreciate it. We have to work as well as pray. Huh? We can't just say, I'm a la la la, Muhammad Rasulullah, and then we sit down. How can you say in the morning, Sirat al-Mustaqim, or guide me on the straight path, and we pray a prayer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then we sit down, when you're asking for guidance on a path? How can you be on that path and you're not moving? That don't add up. That don't add up. You have to be moving. The Sirat al-Mustaqim is the path, so that means you got to be on it. You got to work on it. You got to struggle on it. I mean, it was going to be easy, but look at the reward. When I said felicity, the supreme felicity is in the Quran. The supreme felicity is the hereafter. The supreme felicity. You have achieved the greatest of greatest. And like I said, some of you might be a president or a CEO in this world, but you achieved the highest that you can achieve. When you gain the hereafter, or Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you with paradise, we have no idea. We have no idea. When we think of the origin of rational thinking, I love Islam, because when we read the Quran, it teaches us to think rationally. A lot of us don't think rationally. We think irrational. We think very emotional, and I'm not saying we're not creatures of emotion, because we all are. We have emotion, yes, but sometimes we are so irrational. You wonder, what happened? What happened? How did that brother, sister, what got into them? We know that we all have our ups and downs, and our good days and our bad days. But the Muslim strives to seek a balance in the life. This is what is so beautiful about the Quran, because the Quran is the mizan. A mizan. It's many words, many names for it. But the mizan, a balance. Balance. The origin of rational thinking. We do not think deeply on the Quran, or their hearts are sealed. The organ we assign so much importance to the mind, the Quran speaks of the heart being sealed and not the mind. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, I seal the hearts of those who will not believe. He seals our hearts. I would not wish that on anyone, to have our hearts sealed. Allah seal our hearts up to where we don't understand no more. We don't want to participate in this light, this great light that he has revealed on the heart of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We give no significance or due or rights to the Messenger of Allah. I said, well, no, we don't. Allah Azza wa Jalla choose Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we turn away from him and run like a donkey fleeing from a lion. And then we wonder why humanity, we see the situation in life today. It's something. And I'm sure all of you are intelligent enough to be able to look around and see and wonder, where have we distracted? Where have we taken off on this journey that seems to be something that is causing many of our demise? Look at our youth. Look at some of our institutions. Something has went wrong. We haven't been able to keep up even with the technology and the advancements of it. It's gotten out of hand. It's out of control. It's out of control. It's used for all sorts of things now. Something that could be a benefit. And don't think that because technology comes, or an advancement, or something that we say, I invented, we discover. We discover because Allah Azza wa Jalla create everything. Huh? And in a particular period of time, just like in the development of humanity, when something was time for it, it was discovered, or it was revealed, and it comes from external stimuli. And that external stimuli is many times, like, it's the Quran, the prophets, the messengers, huh? And that comes from within us, that external stimuli, that word brings forth that at that particular time, Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted it to be at that particular time in the advancement of humanity. He's never left us alone. He's never left us without guidance. This is why on the day of Qiyam, we can never say, Allah, you, where were you? I was with you all the time. He sent how many prophets and warned us? 124,000? How many scriptures, revealed scriptures, that we know of, and the Quran verifies these scriptures. That's how we know, huh? These scriptures, the Quran verifies it. Humanity can never say, Lord, you left us alone. You left us without guidance. No. And then he sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the glorious Quran al-Kareem. And then we turn away and run. We say it's of no benefit. Be thankful and grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that you are Muslims. Be thankful that you are a Muslim. Be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has blessed you with Muslims, with families, with children, with wives that are Muslims.
You are listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. Normally at this time, we would be breaking away to Pathways, but this week we have a full hour program for you. Please stay tuned to the very end for a special message from Imam Najib regarding Ramadan. And now back to his lecture titled, Islam is the Path of the Heart.
We are Muslims. We're like I say, the hair on our head, the very hair on our head. Whew, Allah would require of someone if they were to we keep ourselves in the balance where we strive to please Allah Azza wa Jalla and uphold the Quran and live a life, the very hair on your head, a strand of it. Whew, Allah will hold someone. He will hold them in serious requirement, or just for just the damaging of that. And this is the life of Muslims. Praise be to Allah. The origin of seeing in Al-Hajj, the 22nd surah of the Quran, 46 ayat. Verily it is not the eyes that which go blind, but it is the heart which are in the breasts, which go blind. It's telling us, hey, this would go blind, not the eyes. We see, we can see. You walk across the curb, you can walk up the street, you see. But do you really see? Do you really see? Huh? And when you go blind, or Allah say, he closed that off here. And then the light, you don't see then. That's darkness. Huh? What does the Quran say? He said, leave them be. Huh? Leave them be. Let them wander blindly in their what? In their inordinacy. An ordinance is something that you're in accord with. Inordinance means you're not. So the inordinacy, that means that we are in civilization or society, we have went against what the Creator, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has set forth for us in order to be that model. This is why the community of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the excellent model of a community. Because we strive to uphold the Quran and the principles, the noble principles. Great benefit and blessing, my brothers and sisters. Oh, great benefit and blessings. Great benefit and blessings. Therefore, one sees with the eyes of the heart. And in this verse, we have evidence that the Qalb is in the sudur. The heart is in the breast. Praise be to Allah. In the second part of khutbah, then I'm going to conclude. I just want to look at hearing and some other aspects of the Islam is the path of the heart, and inshallah we will conclude. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalam Allah Rasulay O Kareem, Wa Ala Alahi, Wa Sabahi Ajmain, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and gratitude are due to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for blessing us with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The origin of hearing. What organ do we hear? The ears, not so, says the Quran in Surah Al-Arf, the seventh surah, 100 ayat, and we seal up their hearts so they hear not. Here again, blindness in the hearts, hearing in the hearts. Allah says, I sealed it up because they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear. Some don't want to hear of Islam. Or some say that, you know, we Muslims are something's wrong with us. I say, no, I think Muslims, we strive to please our Lord, you know. Maybe you don't understand that. Well, may Allah bless you with understanding. I strive to understand it and maintain that understanding. Huh? I want to live with it. And when I return to my Lord, I want to return with it. Praise be to Allah. Huh? The organ that houses the light, or nur, of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Huh? The only place Allah meets the believer is in the heart. And we know that the heart cannot contain Allah Azza wa Jalla. Nothing contains our Creator. But He meets us there. Huh? A niche. It says a niche of the light. You know, you ever see the homes in the Middle East and that? Or in Africa and Asia and some of the places? Afghanistan, Pakistan, they build a house where there's a little niche and the light comes in there. Huh? That light comes, it lights up the entire house. I said, look at this. That's what I'm talking about. In the heart, a niche. You don't mean but a niche of the light of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It lights you up, lights us up. You walk different. You speak different. Your actions and your attitude is different because why? You strive to understand Islam. Broaden its conception as humanity itself. There isn't anything that Islam doesn't address. That Quran. Cover to cover, we read it. We're getting ready to read it, inshallah, in a few days, because Ramadan is coming, God willing. We're in the month of Shaban now. Praise be to Allah. But we read it from cover to cover. And every time you read it, something else new unfolds of it. It's for all times. This Quran, woo! It's something. It's really something. It said, the heavens can't contain me. My earth cannot contain me, but the pure heart of my servant can. And that means that Allah, those of us who our intention is right and we're striving to cultivate that type of relationship with our Lord, Islam is that path. Huh? Is that path. And then Allah, as it says in the Hadith Qudsi, when that servant, supererogatory, when we do things, just like when we rise up at night with a tahajjud prayer, and we do that prayer, and we're praying to Allah in the wee hours of the morning, He said, who of my servants will get up? It's 3 a.m. You know how we like to sleep? When we get up, you raise up, wash up, make, and do the tahajjud. He said, ask of me. Ask of me. And then there's so many blessed and benefit times, even during the Jummah. Do you know there's an hour in this time in the Jummah that if we ask of Allah Azza wa Jalla anything, He will give it to us. I mean, as long as His intentions is right and pure and honorable, He will give it to us. Even the forgiveness of our sins. It's like leaves falling off the tree when we walk to the Jummah. That's a benefit and a blessing. That's a blessing, brothers and sisters. That's a blessing. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. A particle, like I say, the niche of the light. Those who believe and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah, verily in the remembrance of Allah, do the hearts find rest. In the remembrance of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, we find rest and peacefulness. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Al-Fu'ad is the station of excellence. Al-Fu'ad. The most intimate and secret and purest part of the heart in which man sees Allah. Surat An-Najm, the star, tells the story of Isra and Miraj, the night journey of the Sirajin Munir and his Asar beyond the Siratil Mutahara, where he met as close to the distance of two bow lengths or even closer. This is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his night journey and Miraj, tells us in the Quran. And we think of Maqam and Mahmud and the station of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. No one. Even the angel Jibril alayhi salam, when he went so far, he said, I can't go no further. You have to go on, Muhammad. So that's for you. He said, my wings will scorch you. Only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam has been to that station. And we're here for his community. And what did he ask Allah? He had two loves, love for Allah and love for this community. Love for this community. Even things, and I know many times I may say, you know, we have to remember the grave. We have to remember the grave. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remind us of the grave. Remind you. I remind you as I remind myself. We have to remember this. It's coming to all of us. It shouldn't be something we should be afraid of. Because it's coming to us. We didn't come in. The day we are born is the day we begin to return back to our Lord. Not forever. It's the condition of your heart when you return. That's what is important, brothers and sisters. That's what is important. That's what is important. And we think of the station of our messenger, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I think when he returned to Allah, I just look at his example. Slept on a mat. He'd get up, you could see the imprint of the mat. He was a messenger of Allah. The Quran was revealed on his heart. But he didn't care about this world. It's a utility, and we don't curse it. We don't let it entice us to where we spend all our time in our life in pursuit of it. Because what we'll do, we'll lose in this world, but we'll lose in the hereafter. Because Allah will tell us, you spent your time occupying on something that you have no concern over. Our concern is what? Our soul, this heart, the purity of it, purification of it. Tazkiyah nafs, The war, that's the war. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam come from the lesser jihad, that's when they were fighting, they had to fight and defend Islam. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one that caused wars, like they tried to say many times making examples of the history of Muslims. We didn't spread Islam, wasn't spread by the sword. It's too intelligent. You have a verse. You can't even refute a verse of the Quran. It's too intelligent. This is Allah's word. This is Allah's word. We didn't have to. No, didn't have to. In my conclusion, the day when neither wealth nor sons will avail you or avail anyone. It says, Illa man atla bil kalbin salim. Only those bring to Allah a pure heart on that day. That tells us how important the heart is. How important the heart is. Not our actions, the heart, the purity of our hearts. How we purify this heart, how how this envelops. Islam envelops and permeates there in our heart, brothers and sisters. This is our life. This is our life as Muslims. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Say one who brings to Allah a pure heart. Allah is looking at the heart. So I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he continually to bless our community. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He causes us to be the community that is spoken of in the Quran, that upholds good and forbids evil. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protect our women and our children on their going out and coming in. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyam, He raises us all up in the company of the righteous. Amen. Rabbana aitana fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar. Rabbana nana mana vikfir lana zunubana innakal antal ghafur rahim. Our Lord, grant us good in this life and good in the hereafter, and preserve us from the torment of the fire. Our Lord, verily we have believed, so do forgive us our sins. For verily you are the all forgiving, all merciful.
Listening to an Islamic point of view here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Today's lecture was by our very own Imam Muhammad Najib. Lecture entitled Islam is the Path of the Heart. Ramadan starts here this week, and so here's a special Ramadan message from Imam Najib.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of God, the beneficent, the merciful. I greet all of you in the greetings of the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. The Muslim Community Center is the oldest religious Islamic community in the Northwest. It has roots going all the way back with the former Nation of Islam under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and to his son, Imam Waruddin Muhammad, who guided us into the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prayers and peace of God forever be upon him, and brought us into the world community of Muslims. In light of our governor, Kate Brown, and her wise decision, you know, to implement social distancing within our state, we also, being a part of our state and our community, we implemented that. So we had to suspend temporarily our Jumas and our daily prayers because of social distancing and a certain amount of brothers or sisters that could be in any one place at any one time and still allow for the social distancing up to 6 feet. So we do still have some activities at the Muslim Community Center. On Fridays, we still have our Jumu'ah prayers, but other than that, we have asked all of our members to make their prayers at home, to abide by whatever rules, regulations that come out from the Oregon Health Organization, to maintain social distancing, and to make sure that whatever they're doing, they're in accord or following the guidelines that have been outlined for us by our state and our local governments and health organizations within the city, county, et cetera. But being a Muslim is not just on Fridays or at the Eid prayer. It's 24/7 for us. And so we know that what we have to lean towards now or depend upon now is our tawakkul. Our tawakkul in Allah, our trust in Allah, and that which He has revealed to Prophet Muhammad in terms of the foundation that we as Muslims have. We know that prayer is very important. We know that charity is important. We know fasting is important. We're coming up on Siyam. These are things that we do not disband or we hold off on. No, we still incorporate that within our daily lives. I think more now as we look at coming into the month of Ramadan, it says in one of the hadith where Rasulullah SAW, he said, we tie our camel and we trust Allah. And so we as Muslims put that into play more than ever now. I believe that from the foundation of our prayer, from the first time we rise up in the morning, the first thing we do is get up, we wash up, and we go to our prayer. Before we do anything else in the day, it begins with prayer. And also, before we go to bed at night, it ends with prayer. And sometimes during the night, we get up and we pray. So this prayer and this belief and a trust in like it speaks of in Surah Al-Baqarah, it says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim." ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَرَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. بِالْغَيْبِ is the unseen. We Muslims believe in the unseen. There are things that we can't see, but yet and still they do exist. And we know that the unseen here means for Allah God. We put our trust and our faith in the unseen. So I believe we as Muslims, we come up with, I'm not saying that we're always so far ahead of the game that there isn't anyone else there too, because I believe that there are those that have spiritual understanding. And like it speaks of in the many of the revealed scriptures in the Injil and in the Quran, where it speaks of, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that there's a piece of meat or flesh in us that if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. It's the heart. So I believe that there are those who do have that heart. Praise be to Allah. But I also understand that we Muslims, yeah, we start our day with prayer and trust in God, and we end our day with prayer and trust in God. That is a foundation. That is a foundation that we build our life upon. And it's not just a religion, as they say. It's a perfected way of life. And it's 24/7, 365 days of the year. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said one thing in a hadith, that we're not a Muslim or a believer till we love for our neighbor that which we love for ourselves. So we as Muslims in this time, and I know that this can be a difficult time or a challenging time for all of us, but all of us should be able to find something within our provisions that if we see someone that needs something, help that someone. And it just does not say a Muslim, it says anyone. Anyone who is your neighbor, we should help them. Those are some of the provisions that are within Islam that helps us to be very benevolent, very kind, very humanitarian in this time. We should be thinking as how all of us now, because we depend upon the brothers and sisters, the members, those who come to the masjid for the prayers and for the Tarawih prayers and for even for our Jummah prayers, the contributions that they give. This is how we maintain the masjids, the centers, the educational centers, wherever there are Islamic institutions, Bilal Mosque, Masjid al-Sabr, Masjid Fakan, Masjid al-Nur, Masjid Abu Bakr, wherever there are masjids in the Portland metro area, it's the believers that support those masjids. We all should be thinking now that because we're in this type of a situation where we're not able to come together as a larger group in terms of the social distancing and things of this nature, we should also think of how we can all of us begin to think about looking at our earnings in terms of that 2.5% and making sure that if it's an educational institution, if it's a masjid, if it's a mosque, wherever the Islamic organizations or institutions are at, we should look at collectively supporting them so that we all come out of this on an even basis and we don't lose any ground in terms of where we pray and the condition that we will leave it in. There's lights, water, gas, things of this nature that go on regardless. I always strive that from the day that we begin the month of Ramadan, I always strive to make the purest intention that I possibly can and to try to hold fast to that. Really, really seek to come out of it in a better situation or position than I was the year before, because it's a benefit and blessing from us. But there are things that each and every one of us can do individually. You know, we can like make sure that we're on our prayers and the proper time for prayer. Make sure that we are still striving to advance ourselves and to remember others, even though we're still confined to a certain particular geographic area or space or whatever. But don't forget your neighbor, and And also, one thing that I like to do during the holy month of Ramadan, I like to rise up in the third of the night, like it speaks of in the Quran. It speaks where Allah Azza wa Jalla says that, who of my servants is up at this time of the night? And that's why during this month, spend it in ibadah, modes of worship. Spend it doing something that will benefit you, zikr, remembrance of Allah. Get up, wash up, and make turaqahs, and read the Quran during this blessed month of Ramadan. Fasting is for Allah, it's for God, it's for God alone. And so the reward from God comes to each and every one of us. It's a blessing for us. You know, when we finish that fast or we do what is required of us, then a reward or a blessing is coming to us. It's a blessing to be a Muslim. It's a blessing to be able to say our prayers and be in a particular situation or position that we're in today. But with Ramadan coming, it gives us an opportunity to fine-tune the things that we require that are most important to us. And that is our prayer, our ibadah, you know, our relationship with our family, our wives, our children. Incorporate these things, you know, and these things will bring the greatest of benefit and blessing, and the rewards will be immense. And when we come out of Ramadan, we all come out of it in a better state, a better position, inshallah. I'd like to, if I have a moment, I'd like to conclude this little conversation with a surah called Al-Ma'un. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahi rahmanir rahim. Araita ladhi yukazibu biddin. Fadhalika ladhi yuluhu yatin. Wala yahuthu Allah ta'um il miskin. Faiwailu lil mursalin. Alladhina human salatehim sa'un. Alladhina hum yura'un. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, have you seen him who denies the truth of religion? This is the one who repulses the orphan and does not urge on the feeding of the poor. So woe to the praying ones who are inattentive about their prayers and who do things to be seen and yet refrain from small kindness. So I would think that all of us should really think of that from kind deeds, that we don't do things from an ostentatious mode or method. We do things to be pleasing to our Creator and to also be of a utility and a benefit to those around us and to humanity in general. May Allah bless us. May God bless us, protect us and guide us, and may he keep us in his grace and his mercy. May he bless us, the Muslim community, with a wonderful and enlightening fast. May we be able to overcome this virus and this hardship that is on the nation, and that we come out of it where we're all better in terms of humanity, and we're better in terms of how we relate to each other. And may God in his infinite knowledge bless and protect our women and our children on their going out and coming in. And may he bless us all in the Muslim community and the Muslim worldwide to overcome any oppression, to be able to implement or carry into practice and uphold the Quran as it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Muslims are a community of those who love God, are peaceful and loving people, fear God, and know that to God is our return. And when we stand before him, we're able to stand before him with something that's a benefit and that he would accept from us on the day of Qiyam. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Look for special Ramadan programming here coming up over the next few weeks here on Islamic Point of View, as well as additional programming here on KBOO Portland, as we enter into the spring pledge drive. If you have benefited from today's programming, please show your support with a donation at mccpdx.org and at kboo.fm. Please follow MCCP on Facebook at facebook.com/
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio